There is a national shortage of the drug Adderall, which is used to treat attention deficit disorders. Manufacturing delays, low supply, and rising demand has left those who rely on the drug every day unsure about how or when they will be able to get their medication. We reached out to people across the country who have had trouble filling their prescriptions recently.
I'm Elaine Kaczynski-Thomas. I am retired. I live in Madison, Wisconsin. I thought for sure this little snafu that they were having at our pharmacy was going to be fine. I didn't know that it was like national shortage. So, and it was gone.
I'm Violet Kayaga. I live in Brooklyn, New York, and I am a freelance fashion designer. I take my medication to literally just function, to be what society would consider a normal person. So that means I need my medication to do my laundry. I need my medication to complete my tasks. I need my medication to work. I need my medication just to get out of bed and shower and feed my cat.
My name is Katie Slater, and I live in Kansas, and I am a stay-at-home mom. You have to almost pharmacy shop and to see who has the supply, the right dosage, the right supplies. And that definitely is hard because it looks bad.
The pharmacy doesn't have the dosage. I need 10 milligrams. And so I'm breaking the tablets in half and trying to stretch them out.
Right now I'm looking for work. So for me, that looks like me being terrified of applying for jobs because I know without my medication, I'm not going to be able to keep my job.
And there has been times where I wasn't able to get it, and I rely on that for things like driving. If I'm out of medicine, I can't. That would be way too dangerous for me to drive. My kids have certain activities going on in certain days, and if there's supply issues, it's definitely... I gotta come up with another plan, and it's hard, you know, they're your kids, so.
When I don't have it, I find life hard enough without it. And I don't think that people really understand what it does.
I would just really like to consider people to consider that children with ADHD grow into adults with ADHD, and there's a lot of us out there. And of course, the kids are struggling, but there's a lot of adults that rely on this medication and we're struggling as well. And it's not just a small thing. Yes, I'm not going to die if I don't have my medication, but the life that I lead without my medication to me is not a life worth living.
So clearly people are struggling amid this shortage. So let's discuss this further with Dr. Craig Surman. He's an associate professor of psychiatry at Harvard Medical School and the scientific coordinator of the Adult ADHD Research Program at Massachusetts General Hospital. Dr. Surman, very good to have you on the NewsHour. We just heard from these women who are clearly struggling not having their Adderall medication to treat their ADD disorders. For people who are not familiar with either the medication or the condition, could you just give us a quick primer on them?
Attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, it's a syndrome recognized as a disability under federal law. It's a hardwired pattern of brain function, and national data in the U.S. suggests that about 1 in 10 school-aged children meet criteria, while 4% of adults continue to have symptoms. And it manifests as challenges getting to, sticking with, and finishing tasks and organizing life activities. Adderall is one of a few medications approved by the Food and Drug Administration that just reduces the overwhelm and reduces the challenges people have. And as applied and as part of a treatment plan, it really does make a huge difference in people's lives.
So we heard a little bit from those women about what the experiences they're feeling about not having these medications. Can you just tell me a little bit more, what are the consequences for someone when they suddenly don't have access to that medication?
Withdrawal happens with some of the medications we use to treat ADHD and the stimulant class, which Adderall is in, and Ritalin is a name for a generic product called methylphenidate, which is quite similar. That class of medicine often produces tiredness, fatigue, or worse, in dependence scenarios, mood and personality changes in people. And ideally, a treatment is sustainable and not going to start and stop. But as people have learned, unfortunately, recently, people need to have plan Bs.
There is a conception out there and that we as a society are over-prescribing these medications, especially to young people. That's a slightly separate issue to this shortage issue, but I wonder if you could just take on that concept. Do you think that that is an issue, that we are, as a society, funneling too many of these drugs out there into the world?
What I can say is that it's harder to do less convenient things. Behavioral therapies are hard to come by, and people may have to self-guide their way through strategies, environmental accommodations, getting accommodation with the employer or at school. And particular groups also seem to be more vulnerable to risk of overdiagnosis or treatment. For children, younger age within grade leads to higher rates of diagnosis. And there are some subgroups in society that seem to have less access to the behavioral therapies, which may alleviate symptoms. So the story is a complex one where there's probably both over and under diagnosis, and it depends upon the particular circumstance. So this is a challenge on a social level to understand how to allocate these resources, and people are left doing their own research to figure it out.
One other thing that people have mentioned as a possible driver of these shortages is the growth of these sort of non-doctor prescribing websites where you can go and sign up and say, I have X, Y, and Z, and get medications prescribed for you. Do you think that those sites are contributing to this, that there's simply more people getting prescriptions that may not necessarily need them?
I think the biggest factor is awareness that ADHD exists. And as one of the interviewees mentioned, it's really only in the last 15 to 20 years that adult ADHD has been a concept that's diagnosable. So we should be seeing rising rates of diagnosis and treatment. But I think it's really important that people know there's a way that they can figure out if the diagnosis is being done well, however it's being done. Because access to care is a real problem that telemedicine can solve. But I would recommend people use resources like NIH, CDC, or children and adults with ADD online to ask themselves, is this really fitting the bill? And do I really want to change, you know, my brain versus some other strategies they might pursue?
And do you have any sense, again, I know you're not a supply chain expert here, but any sense of, like, what do you tell your patients as far as how long it might be before this medication becomes available?
My main concern is that they minimize the anxiety and have plan Bs, whether it's other medications they might go to, that they have had some small stockpile that they can use, or that they're going to taper off of medication and be off for a while they figure out what is the sustainable plan for them. But unfortunately, collaborating with a pharmacist, collaborating with a prescriber ends up being the work that it takes to get these treatments.
All right, Dr. Craig Surman, Harvard Medical School and Massachusetts General, thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.